regarding the grant policy.
We had budgeted 1.1 last year, and we didn't quite make that. Okay. Last week, we had some discussion on our grant policy, and I will pass the letter that you got in your packet out, just in case somebody didn't have one. So how I approached it was, I listed some things of how we handle our grants right now. So for some background, we've typically had three grant categories. Youth Activity Grant, which was $6,000 each, Councilmatic Grant, $10,000 each, and then we had a Community Grant section. In the fiscal 2009 budget, we combined all those, and we allotted $61,000 per council member for a total of $305,000, and that stopped those other little categories, and that was a combination of the Councilmatic, Youth Activity, and Community Grant. Typically, the council member receives a letter directly from the agency or organization for a request. Sometimes they speak to me about it. If there's questions, they like to look at prior funding history, that kind of thing, and then they put it on the agenda. When it is placed on the agenda, then I take it and I look at it again for some specifics, like nonprofit status, if it's a Sussex County organization, if do I have any questions, and also look at the prior payment history as well. If there is an issue, I will contact the council member in which their district's represented and make recommendations. Most of the times, the grants are fine. They go on the agenda and they're voted on at council without any issue. Payments made to the organization after the minutes are prepared and approved and attached to the voucher, and then the checks are typically mailed to the organization with a letter of transmittal, unless we're requested that they would like, the council person would like to receive their check so they can make a formal presentation. And I maintain a spreadsheet ongoing so that you can know your balance at any time. And that's basically the policy that we've had over the last few years. So then I thought, well, I'd make some recommendations. I'm not really sure of what council's consensus would be and with budget considerations. So I kind of looked back. I know that our realty transfer tax is around the 2002-2003 level, so I looked at what our grant level was at that time and made a list of recommendations. So I don't know if there would be some discussion as to...
We will discuss those recommendations. First, I'd like to ask our attorney if he had had a chance to consider those questions that were posed last week, specifically who may or may not be eligible. I believe churches were mentioned and possibly Boy Scouts.
On the issue of whether the council can give money to Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, my answer to that question was yes. They're valid 501c3 organizations. On the issue of whether council can legally donate money to churches, the problem there is it's an issue of constitutional law. The Delaware Constitution states in Article 1 that no person shall or ought to be compelled to attend any religious worship, to contribute to the erection or support of any place of worship, or the maintenance of any ministry. That comes from a corollary provision in the federal constitution on freedom of religion that basically says the states will neither establish nor prohibit the exercise of religion. The 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution made that provision applicable to each state. Since the county is a political subdivision of the state, the county is also bound by the Constitution. So if somebody wanted to make the challenge or challenge the fact that the council contributed money for a church to carry out an activity, even if it were an activity that had wide benefit, such as providing a meal to everybody in the county, they could arguably make a case that it runs afoul of the constitutional provision that says the county, as a political subdivision of the state, should not make donations that would promote religion or would favor one religion over another, or would favor one faith over another, or a faith group versus a non-faith group. So it might be a situation where the county would want to look at those very closely, decide whether it wants to go that route or whether it's going to take a chance on having it challenged, depending on the amount of money that may be involved. I don't know that they've been huge gifts in the past, but some of them have been gifts that I think for the most part, given the current criteria, which is an activity that has community-wide purpose, that certainly helps, but it doesn't get around the constitutional issue.
Mr. Cole.
Well, I was going to say, you actually said that promoting or you know, encouraging one religion, since we give across the board, we give to all religions, we're not promoting anyone or trying to establish any kind of church in these gifts. I see really nothing wrong with the way we've been doing it, because we're not promoting a ministry, you know, or like I said, one church or whatever. So because we give to everybody, don't you think that kind of...
I'm not sure we do. I mean, I'd have to look.
Well, requests come in, you could look and see that there have been, you know, a number of churches. There's not been any one group maybe getting more than others. Some of them are softball things. Some are, you know, whatever.
Constitutional law takes a lot of permutations. It basically says you can't favor religion over non-religion. You can't favor Christians over non-Christian religions.
Well, we do. We actually, if it's softball, some are religious, you know, church leagues, some are not. So I feel that the way we've been doing it is appropriate. And, you know, I have no problem with contributing, you know, like we have been in the past. And I don't think we need to start trying to worry about the rest of the world, because they're going to challenge you no matter what if they want to. So I don't see any reason why we should change.
That's
basically my thoughts on the thing.
Appreciate it. We will not be taking action on this tonight. Right. We will be looking at the recommendations and revisiting this. Ms. Deaver, have you anything to add?
Have there ever been any challenges to this, Mr. Griffin?
Not that I'm aware
of. To the county about the prayer breakfast?
Well, I take that back. We have had folks come down to the front under additional business and say, you just gave money to a church, you shouldn't do that, but we've never had a legal challenge that rose to the level of a lawsuit. I suppose if there were one, certainly any potential violation could be cured by stopping the practice.
Thank you.
Mr. Vincent?
Nothing.
Mr. Wilson?
One thing that draws my attention here is a faith group and a non-faith group. When you apply the non-faith group there, seems like maybe we just about got them all covered. I don't know if we should give any money away, if you're going to look at that. And is that the word you said, non-faith group?
I did mention that, yes.
Well, those that don't have no faith out here, you don't get none either. So it's not going to be only those that believe.
So you say we want to treat both sides equally, the faithful and
that's
the non-faith.
That's what it says.
Fair point, Mr. Wood.
I was just trying to make the point that there are a lot of potential roads this can take you on.
Okay. In light of the hour and the public hearings that are scheduled, we still have executive session and grant requests, which we will move to now.
We have public comment?
No public. Oh, of course. But we're going to go on to the grant requests. Ms. Webb, please.
Okay. Just a few tonight. The first one, Nanticoke River Fest.
I believe that's Mr. Vincent's district.
I'll make a motion to grant them $500 from my account.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second to grant $500 from Mr. Vincent's account to the Nanticoke River Fest. If there are no questions, we'll take the vote. Ms. Diva?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Mr. Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
West Rehoboth Community Land Trust.
Yeah, the land trust there has been has had a big job in trying to help that community and improve the housing and other conditions. So I'd like to help them with $5,000 from the community reinvestment.
Is there a second?
Second motion.
Motion and a second to get $5,000 from Mr. Cole's account, the West Rehoboth Community Land Trust. There are no questions. We'll call for the vote. Ms.
I got to say something, Mr. Phillips. Regarding this whole thing about these discretionary accounts, it's unseemly. The money does not belong to the council. It belongs to the people, and I object to it. But if we're going to continue with it and we haven't made any major changes, I certainly will go along with the West Rehoboth grant.
We will be addressing the level of funding and the grant policy discussion at a future meeting.
Exactly.
We have a yes vote from Ms. Deaver. Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I'd like to address Mrs. Deaver there just one comment. She's let us to know that it's not the council's money, and George realizes that, and that's why he's trying to give it away. I vote yes.
With comment, Mr. Wilson votes yes. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion passed.
Vote yes tonight.
Ms. Webb.
The next grant, Minority Leadership Alliance, is a grant that we budget under the county council grant, so it will not be coming from any person's particular district, but county council department. We've done this for years, last couple of years. We have $1,000 budgeted. However, they're only requesting $950, so I recommend that you...
How do we divide 950 by 5?
It's so. Not divide. It's coming out of the department.
Oh,
it's not coming from your individual accounts. This is budgeted in county council.
What do you recommend, Ms. Webb?
950.
Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Is there a second motion? I have a motion and a second to grant $950 to the Minority Leadership Alliance from the council fund.
Council grant.
County council. If there are no questions, the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I didn't get who the minority fund was. I didn't get who they are.
It's the Minority Leadership Alliance.
And where are they from? And who
Indian
are they?
Indian River School District. It helps deserving students from the Sussex Central School and Indian River School District with college education.
It's to help the minorities for our college education. Is that what it's about?
It's a scholarship program, I believe.
You may vote yes, no, abstain.
Well, I'm trying to find out what I'm voting for, Vance.
Okay.
I mean, I know we got a lot of money, but I still like to know what for. I'll vote yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. My apologies to Mr. Wilson. There should have been a time allotted for questions, and I ran over that. I apologize. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances.
I think we have one. It's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a GRRPC general residential district residential plan community for a parcel of land in Little Creek 100 containing 45.8 acres. It is an application of the Diamond State Community Land Trust.
I'll introduce that. We have additional business tonight. The first person who has signed up is Sandy Spence. Sandy, our policy is 3 minutes.
Okay, I'll try to be very brief and take less than that. I wanted to support Mrs. Deaver's suggestion earlier about the agenda and the information that's provided. I've been worried about this for a couple of months. And I actually went on the website today and tried to find out what these hearings were about tonight. One is a conditional use number 1765, Rick and Judy Folmsby. And I found out on the website that that's 38,054 square feet in Broadkill 100 filed on behalf of Rick and Judy Folmsby. I could find no additional information about this. I went on the website about all the other three that are on the agenda, and I could find very little information. So I couldn't tell whether I thought that I wanted to testify about it or what I thought about the project. It did raise the question about the description referring to the 100 that's in there, and I got onto the state website, and I found out that according to the State Department of History and whatever, the term 100 or 100 denotes a political subdivision. It is an archaic method of dividing an area into administrative units. So I thought it might be nice if you would consider changing the way you describe your agenda items. And I was just trying to be helpful. I looked on the website for both Newcastle and Kent counties and how they do it. And I'll just read you an example, and then I'll be finished real quick. In Newcastle, here's just an example of how they describe it on their public agenda. Revised zoning map, Brandywine, they use the term 100, but then they go on to say, north side, Naaman's Road, east of Marsh / Zebley Roads and opposite Darley Road, 0.677 acres from suburban to commercial neighborhood, and to amend the comprehensive plan consistent therewith, parens, preliminary plan for Naaman's Road, Happy Harry's proposes a redevelopment plan to construct a 14,727 square foot retail building on 1.789 acres. So that provides the public with the kind of information that we need in order to be responsive and participate actively. And I won't bother reading the one from Kent County, but it provides that kind of information, and I just think that would be helpful. So I just respectfully request that you consider providing that kind of information on the agenda.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That'd be easy to fix.
Thanks.
I believe it's Betty Deacon.
For your time, I wanted to comment on the sign issue. The signs being posted for possible zoning changes. I think it's a pretty accepted procedure in a lot of places that I've lived in and visited that signs do go up. And I think they should be at a minimum 3x5, maximum 4x8. They should be double staked so that when you put them in the ground, they stay on the ground. There are ways to do that. And it has to have the information about what is going on with this land. Are you going to put houses here? How many? When is there a hearing? Or how I get this information? You know, a phone number of somebody I can call. And I don't think the county should be assuming the charges if I want to change the zoning on my property for posting my sign. In other counties, there is a procedure laid out with the proper language that the applicant just fills in. And they get the sign printed, and there's printers who can do that. They get the sign printed, they're responsible for putting it up, and they're responsible for keeping it up. The only thing the county does is to go out and take a photo of it a couple times to ensure that it actually is there. If the sign is not there, the hearing is canceled. I've testified at hearings in other subdivisions where I came in and showed photos where there was no posting of a sign, and the hearing was canceled. It all has to do with the public's right to know. Whether I win or lose is not the issue. The issue is I really do have the right to know. And I don't want to be riding around in this county, as traffic-borne as it is, stopping at every sign, hopping out and reading it. I mean, we've got enough trouble here now with traffic. So I think it needs to be very distinguishable. When I'm riding down the road, I say, oh my gosh, there's going to be a zoning change there. I want to take a look at that. So that's my suggestion. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Betty. Mr. George Parrish.
Good evening. I'm George Parrish, elected clerk of the peace for Sussex County. Delighted to be here, courtesy of the voters. Tonight on WGMD, we had an operation which belies in blatant political opportunism voiced by the recorder of deeds, John Brady. And he indicated that legislators and other people are discussing the consolidation and abolishment of the row officers under one activity and said George Parrish opposed it. I've been in confidential negotiations and discussions with my counterparts throughout the state. And I salute the Sussex County Council that they do not want to raise taxes. And I've submitted recommendations to the county administrator. And in addition to that, we're looking at how the row officers can be functional, operational, and at a reduced cost to the taxpayers. We do not need to raise taxes on our citizens who are trying to put food on the table and clothes on their backs. And this was the evening that John Brady changed his political registration from Democrat to Republican. And he specifically stated that George Parrish is opposing this. This information, we're going to consolidate. We're going to explore it. We're doing it with my counterparts throughout the state. And we're going to present it to the appropriate legislators after we present it to Sussex County, the county administration. And it's absolutely wrong to come out and publicly say something that's not based on factual information, it's not based on a complete study, and it's an absolute smear, and I will not tolerate anybody challenging what I'm going to do on behalf of Sussex County voters. It was wrong, and I'm alerting you that there's no basis whatsoever on factual or legislation being proposed at this time, or because the report hasn't been done, and it is outright. And if this is John Brady's first effort at being a Democrat, Joan Deere needs to talk.
We're trying to keep this impersonal as possible, but your point is well taken. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, George.
He said, thank you, George.
George?
He just said, thank you.
Did you say he changed from
Democrat to Mr. Wilson, we are going to excuse Mr. Parrish now, please.
Hey, Bart?
We're going to excuse you now.
Thank you for your
thank
time.
Thank you very much.
We will protect the role offices.
Okay. We have scheduled executive session now for pending and potential litigation and personnel. Could I ask for a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Is there a second? And I have a second.
Let's do it quick.
Take the vote, Ms. Deaver. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes. Excuse me. We need to state the reasons why we're.
Was that not in the recitation?
He said that.
He said personnel.
I apologize.
No, that's all right. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
And I vote yes.
Robin's life hard.
Robin thing that dog.
Trying to make your life hard.
No.
And Mr. Love
thing on my mind right now.
What I'll do, I'll mean trouble. I'll be fine. You got it right at the end.
Okay. People are
shitting like that.
All right.
Million years.
You don't look like it.